Well, I think having a good chat to many of the Isover team here, and we're going to finish off with this lady who's going to introduce herself, and she's had a very hard few days and they've all done brilliantly on this stand. So I think it's only apt that we finish up with a little talk on the phone. Are you going to have to answer your phone? No. Are we going to delay this?
That's just my walkie-talkie.
That's really great, isn't it? So, yeah. Oh, you tell us a little bit about yourself, what your role with the company is, and then we'll just have a bit of a chat, because it's been very tiring for the days.
I'm Helen Sunnicliffe. I'm the marketing manager for Isover. So, obviously, get involved in all aspects of marketing for the business. We've had considerable representation on not only on our own Isover Multi-Comfort House stand, but also on the Ecobuild main Sangaban stand and the Renew area, where we've been demonstrating some of our new systems for internal upgrade of solid walls from a thermal perspective.
Mm.
So it's been a very busy show, and one that has been very successful, but also a little bit tiring as well.
You're a bit dotted all over the place with the Isover sort of Sangaban, with the whole umbrella of the companies that you represent. So. Yeah. Multi-Comfort House, what's it just been like being actually here with the competition? It's been leading up to this, but is this what you imagined it was going to be?
Certainly launching the Isover Multi-Comfort House concept at Ecobuild, it's been a fantastic success. And obviously with the student architectural design competition, holding the live finals here has been absolutely fantastic. It's grown from strength to strength as we've been running the competition in the UK this is the third year now, and it's nice to be able to see the students actually placing their designs on the model on the stand itself, and seeing their enjoyment. And obviously they're the architects of tomorrow, so they're the people that are very important as we work towards lowering carbon emissions in the UK.
So it's a great stand here. I mean, there's all the competition entries have all got their own models, and there's a big, quite impressive model of downtown Manhattan right in the middle of the stand. So the Multi-Comfort House for Isover is one project, but what does the next 12 months hold for Isover in terms of yourselves, of your marketing campaigns?
All sorts of exciting things. One of them at the moment that we're in the midst of our new build residential campaign. A lot of the solutions are being showcased on the main Sangaban stand from an Isover perspective, and how they also interact with the solutions from other Sangaban companies. We're showcasing in particular a Code for Sustainable Homes Level 6 solution, a timber frame internal infill bat with a frame facade slab, the Isover new Isover frame facade slab on the outside to reach Code 6, and obviously passive house levels and multi-comfort house levels with the Vario air tightness membrane, which is becoming increasingly important. And we're also showcasing a Code 4 solution on the main Sangaban stand. So the new build residential campaign will be running for at least another 6 months and towards the end of the year, as the new regulations that were revised in October 2010, Part L regs, start actually coming into force, and people actually start building to those regulatory requirements.
So who is Isover's target market for custom?
All sorts of different individuals, to be honest, from the end user, the client, the architect, the specifier, right down to the merchant and the distributor of the product itself. Clearly, from a marketing perspective, we have to ensure that we're tailoring our message to their individual needs, which is very exciting, because there's never a day that's the same.
I think it's being here for a couple of days, some of the things that have come past us, either via tweets or some of the conversations we've had, is that there's so many solar companies, there's so many construction companies, the amount of eco-construction product out there is massive, but there doesn't seem to be quite leaking over into the mainstream. So who are the main people that you're here for at Ecobuild, and who are the sorts of people that you'd really, who are your ideal clients, who would you like to get in touch with you within the next 6 months?
Well, certainly from a specification point of view, they're the people that we need to target and who have the requirement to not only meet today's building regs but start to exceed them as well. So from that perspective, mainly architects and specifiers. I think your comment about people not starting to build to those regs, I think obviously from regulations that come in and another set of regulations will be coming out in 2013, they will have to build to that. The government has set so many targets for the reduction of CO2 emissions that they are starting to realise that they have to build to those levels, and we obviously from an ESA perspective want to have those solutions available now for them to start building.
Yeah, so it is. So people listening to this wanting to get in touch with ISAVA, what are the best ways to get in touch? So your web address and your Twitter, you've got that to hand.
We've got best to go onto our corporate website, www.esava.co.uk, and on there is all the contact information. You can come and download our latest literature. It links through to our multi-comfort house microsite as well, so www.multicomforthouse.co.uk, and from there is several different points of contact depending on what your requirement is.
And for people, I had a few times being this spelling awful person that I am, the ESOVA, it's ISOVER, so ESOVA spelled ISOVER, so make sure you go and visit that website because there's some great information. Also, all the results and the winners from the ISOVA multi-comfort house, along with posters of each one, and there's also little movie clips of each one, so it's great to go and check those out. And if you are in the construction industry and you've heard that these standards are coming in and you haven't made the step yet to start making that step, give ISAVA a call and give Saint-Gobain a call and start that journey of how you can start to become sustainable in the future. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Wasn't that painful?